of me.
Blog Talk
as
Radio.
You believe in the fire, follow me. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow me. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow me. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow me. Like in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow me. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow me. Fire, 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 follow me. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow me. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow me. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow me. Fire, 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 follow me. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow me. Like in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow me. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow me. Fire, 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 follow me. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow me. Like in the days of God, fire, follow me. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow me. Fire, 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 follow you. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow us. Like in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow us. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow you. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow you. Fire, 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 follow you. Like in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow you. As in the days of Pentecost, fire, follow you. He's coming back again, our Lord, he's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Our Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. Coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. Coming back again. Back again, he went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again, our Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Thy power, thy power, thy Pentecostal power, he draws the same today. No matter what they say, thy power, thy power, thy Pentecostal power, it is just the same today. Thy power, thy power, thy Pentecostal power, it is just the same today. No matter what they say, thy power, thy power, the Pentecostal power, it is just the same today. Thy power, thy power, the Pentecostal power, it is just the same today. No matter what they say, that Pentecostal power, it is just the same today. That Pentecostal power, it's just the same today. No matter what they say, that Pentecostal power, it is just the same today. Hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same as today, as it is for the days of Pentecost. As we begin to prepare for Pentecost, Sunday, Pentecost weekend. Pentecost is every day, it's every time now, because it has already taken place in Acts of Apostles chapter 2. But we are commemorating what Jesus did after his resurrection and the ascension. Jesus made a powerful statement: go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But before you can do that, you got to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. So in Luke 24:49, Jesus said, but tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland. Archbishop Stephen John Bioko coming your way with God's living word to bless your life today. Begin to key into this program, every one of you watching and listening from any part of the world. I tell you, your life will not be the same again, because this sermon is preparing you for Pentecost. You are going to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You are going to be filled with the anointing, with the superpower of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, there is light. Jesus has given us light. Jesus is the light of the world. We have the light, and darkness is gone away in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This same Jesus you see go into heaven is coming back again in the same like manner. That was the statement made to the disciples of Galilee. Jesus was on earth for 40 days after resurrection. Jesus was on earth for another 40 days. He was ministering to his disciples, appearing to various people, and delivering messages and sharing with them about the kingdom of God and the things that are yet to come. And he made a powerful statement in Matthew 28. And Martin said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, which is the great commission. Jesus made this commission to every believer, to every Christian, to everyone. Even you listening right now, that statement is for you. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you got to tell other people about Jesus. You got to spread the good news. That's what it means. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, the great commission. That commission is for every believer, for every Christian, for every servant of God, for every minister of the gospel, that we must go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But before you can do that, you got to receive the Holy Spirit. In Luke 24:49, Jesus told the disciples, he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. We need the power from on high, the power of the Holy Ghost. And of course, there was the promise of the Father in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, the promise of the Father. I say, in the latter days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and ye shall see visions, and they shall prophesy and see revelations and all that. You know, the promise of the Father, Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 29, the prophet Joel is referred to as the prophet of the Pentecost. He prophesied about the Pentecost, that it was going to be an outpouring. Of course, that was the promise of the Father, that in the latter days he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall see visions and revelations. And Jesus made it clear that if he doesn't go, the promise of the Father will not be fulfilled. In John chapter 14, verse 26, St. John's Gospel chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus made it clear, said the promise of the Father, the Comforter, is going to come. The Comforter will come and guide you and lead you and direct you and show you the way of righteousness. John chapter 15, verse 26, St. John's Gospel chapter 15, verse 26, he said the promise of the Father, there is a promise of the Father. The promise of the Father is the coming of the Holy Spirit. But if Jesus is not raptured, then there is no coming of the Holy Spirit. If Jesus didn't ascend, the Holy Spirit won't come. So Jesus had to ascend into the third heaven, where he seated at the right hand of God the Father. Today he is ministering, interceding for you to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Also in John chapter 16, verse 7, John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus spoke about the promise of the Father. He said, I have to go, I have to ascend, so that the promise of the Father will be fulfilled. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has to come and continue from where I am stopping. Jesus is going to stop, and the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter, is going to come and continue from where Jesus stopped. So in John chapter 14, John chapter 15, John chapter 16, Jesus spoke about the promise of the Father. He spoke about the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Comforter. The one is going to comfort you in the time of need, in the time of trouble, in the time of hardship, in the time of tribulation. You got a Comforter. Ha! Rakabasanduria. We are most privileged. I tell you what, if you don't know Jesus, you are suffering. If you don't have Jesus in you, you are suffering. Look at that. The Holy Spirit is your Comforter. When you have Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is your Comforter. You know what a Comforter is? Someone who consoles you, makes you happy, makes you not to be lonely. He's your partner. He makes you happy. He ministers to you. It is like during the winter, you are cold and there is no warmer. And then you wrap yourself with a thick blanket. You see, that blanket is comforting you. You know, you wrap yourself in a thick blanket during the winter. And that blanket comforts you from the cold. Now, you are no cold no more. You got a Comforter. How about the car we are driving? There is a shock absorber. The car gets into a bump, and the car begins to shake up and down. But in that same car, there is a device that picks the shock, that picks that, you know, that trouble, that bump. And so you don't feel the bumping. You know, shock absorber. It's a shock absorber. The Holy Spirit was referred to as a helper, a helpmate. The Holy Spirit is a shock absorber. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is your helper. The Holy Spirit. And of course, Jesus emphasized this in John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 15, verse 26, and then John chapter 16, 7. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as our comforter. If I don't go, the comforter will not come. And Jesus made it clear, I have to go. I have to ascend. I have finished my work here, the work of salvation, the work of redemption, the work of deliverance on the cross of Calvary. Now, I got to go, I got to ascend on high so that my Father will send you the promise of the Father. He will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, which is your Comforter, to comfort you, to console you, to minister to you, to help you. Oh, Rakabasaya. I'm so excited as I'm talking about the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is your Comforter. I don't care how much pain you are going through. I don't care how much trouble you got in your life. I don't care how much tribulation you're going through. I got good news for you. The Holy Spirit is your Comforter. The Holy Spirit is your Comforter. The Holy Spirit is your Comforter. He shall comfort you. He shall guide you. He shall lead you. He's your helper. He ministers to you. He speaks to you. He gives you direction. He reveals to you the deep things of God. He helps you in the time of prayer. The Holy Spirit is your partner. It's your friend, it's your associate, it's your shock absorber. Ha, Rakabasaya. If there's one thing you need today, it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No wonder Jesus said, but tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. There is a power from on high. There is a power from on high. You need that power today in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your home, in your marriage. You need that power today. You need that power today. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and then unto the uttermost part of the world. How can you preach the gospel successfully without the power of the Holy Spirit? Acts 10:19. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease. The Holy Spirit is our power, is our strength, is our strength now. He empowers you, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall become witnesses here in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And Jesus knew what he was saying when he told the disciples, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. You need that power from on high. Not an ankle deep anointing, not a loin deep anointing, not a head fluid anointing, not a waist deep anointing. You need overflowing power of the Holy Ghost in your life so that you speak the word of God with power and anointing that destroys every yoke. Hallelujah. Say, tarry ye in Jerusalem, ye be endued with power from high. And as we prepare for Pentecost, Pentecost is already here. The Holy Spirit have already been released on the day of Pentecost in Acts of Apostles chapter 2. 120 believers in the upper room in Jerusalem, the home of Mary. And they started waiting for the promise of the Father, and the Holy Spirit came down and filled 120 believers. They began to speak in tongues. They received power from on high, and they were now ready to speak the word of God, signs and wonders and miracles. Peter, who was shy, was empowered and became bold. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind, whereby we shout, Abba, Father. That is the spirit that God is giving us right now. You need that same spirit. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, we dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit we dwell in you, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, we dwell in you, each are quickened your mortal body, if that spirit dwell in you, each are quickened your mortal body, if that spirit we dwell in you, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, quicken your mortal body, that same spirit of Jesus, that's the spirit you need. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. You need him today. That is the reason why when Jesus was ascending and the disciples were looking in, he was ascending. And then the angels came and announced to the disciples, this same Jesus that you see go up into the heavens in this same manner shall come back in this same manner. This same Jesus that you see going up into heaven is coming back. You know, he's coming back to take his own. The rapture is going to take place anytime from now. Jesus is coming to pick his own, going to rapture a clean church, the holy people. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Same Jesus that you see go up into the third heaven, seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. This same Jesus is coming back again someday. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first, and then we who are alive shall be caught up with him. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's going to come to rapture the church. The church means the body of Christians, those who have received Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, those who are watching the blood, those who are born again. Except you be born again of the spirit and of water, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, St. John's Gospel chapter 3, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. He said, except you be born again of water and of the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall see God. Not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. But they that do the will of the Father. Are you doing the will of the Father? Because you need to receive the Spirit of Christ to dwell in you. You need to repent of your sins. You need to turn away from your wicked way so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Jesus is calling you today to repent of your sins and turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. Jesus is coming for his own. Are you ready for him? When you come to collect your people, remember us, O Lord. Remember us, O Lord, when you come to collect your people. Remember us, O Lord, our God. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give in unto heaven blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus is coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give in unto heaven blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus is coming back again. Are you ready for him to come and rapture the church? Jesus is calling you today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's no rest anywhere except in Christ. In him you have life, and life more abundantly. He came to give life. It is appointed unto man once to die, after that judgment. When you leave this world, where are you going? Have you been born again? Have you been saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb of God so that you qualify for the kingdom of God? Jesus died for you to have eternal life. The worst thing you can do to yourself is for you to reject Jesus. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. You need to receive Jesus Christ today into your heart, into your life, into your blood, into your bones, into your marrow. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you will open up for him, he wants to come in and stop with you. He's ready to receive you. This same Jesus is coming back again. Are you ready for his second coming? That is the next most important event that's going to happen in this world, the rapture of the church. And every moment from now, Jesus is coming to rapture his own. And if you are not ready, you're going to be left behind. Two shall be grinding at the mill. One is taken, the other left. Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to the end, Jesus talks about the rapture of the church. And then in the first chapter, the first verses of Matthew 24, it said, don't be deceived. Many shall come saying that they are Christ, false prophets and false teachers and false religious leaders coming to say that they are Jesus Christ. They are not Jesus Christ. When Jesus shall come, all eyes shall see him. The same way he left, the same way he ascended from Mount Holy, he ascended, and all eyes will see him. In the same way he's going to come again. This same Jesus is coming back again. Don't be deceived. Right now, they say there's Jesus of Oyinbo, there's Jesus of Calabar, there's Jesus of Nigeria, Jesus of Africa. Jesus is in one village, it's one city. There's no Jesus there. Those are false prophets. There's only one Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one who suffered and died for us on Calvary Street, that same Jesus who resurrected on resurrection morning, that same Jesus who was crucified on Golgotha Hill, that same Jesus who came to this world over 2,000 years ago, lived and died and shed his blood for the remission of our sins, that same Jesus is coming again. And that is the Jesus we are expecting. We are studying Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace. He's coming back again. Are you ready for him? There's only one Jesus we are expecting. We are not expecting the Jesus of Nigeria, Jesus of Oyinbo, Jesus of Calabar, Jesus of America, Jesus of India, Jesus that came from Mexico, Jesus. No, the other day I saw his man. His name is Jesus. I said, you are not the Jesus Christ I'm expecting. I have Jesus Christ of Nazareth as my Lord and Savior. I don't want to identify myself with all kind of false prophets and false gods, false religious leaders. They call themselves Jesus. That's not the Jesus. All eyes shall see him come. The same way he left. Ended from Mount Olives, and everyone saw him. That is how he will come again. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is going to come in the same manner, and all eyes shall see him. And we're going to glorify God. We're going to rapture his church. We're going to take his own. Are you ready for his coming? That is the purpose of this message. I want you to share this message, email it, and text it, and forward it to all your friends and everybody all over the world. Send it to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. There is no other way. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, but it's the end of destruction. There are ways that look good. They look pretty. They look beautiful. They look good. But it is the end. It is the way of destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is the way of destruction. You don't need to follow the broad way that leads to destruction. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is only one Jesus. There is only one God. In India, they have so many gods. So many gods in India. Beloved, I got to tell you, there is only one God, the God that created heaven and earth, the God that said, let there be light, and there was light, the only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of Elijah, the God that rained down fire from heaven, the God of miracle, the God of salvation, the God of deliverance, the God that sent Jesus Christ to come and die for you and I to be saved. That is the only true God. You don't have to believe in false God. You don't have to believe in false religions and false prophets and false leaders and false religions. You don't need those stuff. All you need is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is your Savior. Jesus is your Redeemer. He died for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. He shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his Christ you were healed. By his Christ you were healed. By his Christ you were healed. He said, it is finished. The work of salvation is finished. The work of deliverance is finished. The work of redemption is finished. There is only one Jesus. That is the true Jesus. He is coming back again. That Jesus that resurrected and then ascended, that same Jesus is coming back again. That is our Jesus. That is your Jesus. You need to receive him today into your heart. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let him dwell in you right now so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Let him dwell in you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. For everyone who have listened to this message, wherever you are, in any part of the world, let Jesus come into your heart today and let you be saved and be born again and be washed in the blood of the Lamb, that you can have eternal life. Yes, receive Jesus Christ now so that you can have life and life more abundantly. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and have life abundantly. Receive him today so that you can have eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabba, Sando, Riaba, Imbrondo, Yoko, Senterebo. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Harakabasa. Yes, feel free to email us ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can reach us on the phone for prayer or counseling. Area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you. We love you, Felicia and I. We love you, and we say God bless you abundantly. Thank you all for listening. We'll be receiving your emails, your text messages, and your phone calls. And I know God is blessing all of you. Wish you all Godspeed, and may you receive your Pentecost even right now. In the name of Jesus, may you experience open heaven. May you experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is the promise of the Father. May you experience a visitation from on high. Yes, may you experience the power of the Holy Ghost in your life so that you will become a true child of God. Except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now is the time for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, please forward this message, this link, email it, forward it, text it to everyone you know all over the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by Him. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. God bless you all abundantly. Thank you all for listening. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine through your soul.